You were mentioning that the key to innovation is people, and not, for example, capital and VCs and so on. But in France, all of VCs have collected 6 billion euros for 2012. And I know that in the Silicon Valley, there are some VCs that collect up to $1 billion, just one VC. So, I mean,
VCs, 10 years ago, you went to Silicon Valley, when you went to conferences, a VC would walk in the room and everyone would bow down. VCs were kings, there were gods over there. Now you go to conferences, the VC walks in the room, no one even talks to the VC anymore. That's how much you care about VCs. Now the VCs go and they hire young people so that they can go and network with people like this so that they don't miss out on opportunities. Because the cost of starting a company has dropped exponentially. I founded two companies. The first one was in 1990. So that kind of software companies. I raised money from, my boss was the CEO, I was the chief technology officer. We raised $20 million to start a software company, that's what we needed. Second company, 1997, we raised $3 million. If I was trying to start a software company today, I'd probably raise $50,000. I'd probably get it from my parents and my friends, and that's how I start my company. And this is how things have changed. You can start a company with almost nothing, and get it to critical mass, you start gaining momentum, and when you need to, when you're ready for the exponential growth, that's when the VCs flock to you. They come begging on your doorstep, wanting to be part of it, because they feel that you have to. That's how much things have changed. So you don't need venture capital anymore.